This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says...
We have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin says more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night, and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. Hours after trade negotiators strike a final deal on what's called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, a trade deal that replaces NAFTA, President Trump is tweeting his approval of the final product, saying it's going to solve many deficiencies and mistakes that NAFTA made. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
First Lady Melania Trump heads out on a four-nation tour of Africa today. This is Trump's first solo trip abroad as First Lady. We'll be taking her to Egypt, Ghana, Kenya, and Malawi. She announced last week she'll focus on children's health, including care for mothers and newborns, nutrition, education, and HIV protection. The Supreme Court beginning its new term today with just eight justices. The U.S. Senate still waging the battle, of course, over President Trump's nominee to the High Court, Brett Kavanaugh. The eight remaining justices, though, will start hearing arguments in a new term that will run through next June. Today marks the start of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Serena Williams is out with a powerful reminder, the tennis star producing a video featured on her Instagram page. She said she does so to make sure women know that breast cancer is an issue that affects women of all colors all around the world. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
An unusual traffic situation in Atlanta this morning. An overturned livestock truck has spilled a herd of cows onto a highway, backing up traffic and causing at least two wrecks that killed two cows. Reports are the truck spilled the cows across Interstate 285 early today, and at least one driver of another vehicle was injured in one of those collisions with one of those cows. Another herd of cows spilled onto I-75 back in May. In that case, 10 cows were killed. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, they're feeling the effects of a deadly car explosion over the weekend that killed at least three people. A shelter's been set up for people who've been displaced by the destruction it caused. Authorities say among those killed in the blast was the person believed responsible for the explosion. It happened on Saturday night. It took place close to a busy street. More details expected to be announced by authorities at a news conference later today. And more now on Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which we told you moments ago does begin today, and the disease is the third deadliest type of cancer in the world. It's most common, of course, in women, and the National Cancer Institute says a woman has about a 1 in 8 chance of being diagnosed with it in her lifetime. And having a mother, sister, or daughter who had breast cancer almost doubles a woman's risk. Women at average risk should start getting yearly screenings at the age of 40. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what it's all about right here at the intersection of faith and politics, where we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And certainly, we're at a point in our culture where some of this truth that we have to deal with is very uncomfortable. It's very challenging, but that is the nature of truth in relationship to how you've deviated from the truth, to where you need to go in order to get back on track of the truth. That's what we call the grief to happiness ratio. Megan Barth is with us right now, national spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. And we're going to talk about the Sunday TV news shows amongst everything that everybody's talking about. Megan, how you doing?
Good morning. Doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on every Monday.
Well, I'll tell you, it is awesome to have you on every Monday. I so look forward to our time together because you help me and help our audience kind of, you know, get through and bring back into focus, especially when we're, you know, away for a couple of days and you've got a lot of conversation over the weekends. No doubt, everywhere I went, Megan, everybody wanted to talk about Kavanaugh. They wanted to talk about their impressions, and it was almost to the point that they didn't care if there was a sensitive feminist nearby. It was just, wait a minute, this is there's just something real wrong about all this.
Yeah, and you know, I've talked to a lot of people this weekend as well, and that was the same sense that I had gotten from most of the people that I talked to. Mm-hmm. I think most people believe that something did happen to Dr. Christine Ford, and most people felt for her because obviously she's been through multiple decades of therapy. She's got 2 front doors on her house in order to, you know, prove, I guess, that she has claustrophobia and anxiety and some sort of PTSD from an alleged incident. But from a prosecutorial standpoint, according to the Mitchell report, which was the lawyer who had examined Dr. Ford on TV, she basically said no credible prosecutor would take this case because there is no evidence.
Right.
There is evidence that she has had a lot of therapy, but there is no evidence as to what caused her to have so much therapy. And then there's so many inconsistencies in her story that a majority of the people found her to be, you know, lacking credibility. One, the fact that she said that she was afraid to fly, but she's been to Hawaii no less than 9 times. She's been to South America. She's been to Europe. She's been all over the world. So when she was caught kind of in that lie, a lot of people didn't overlook that because that's not something that you should normally lie about, because you do have, if you have to prove that you're afraid of flying, obviously your flight history would disprove what you were saying.
Right.
So when you look at the whole new mantra now of the feminist left, is that all survivors must be believed. Well, first of all, you have to establish what exactly they survived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the thing also, the way this was playing out, my initial instinct, and I was talking with a friend of mine as we were watching, and he was in a different part of the country, and we were watching the testimony of Dr. Ford. And I said, something's wrong here. This doesn't seem right. It almost seems like she's acting. And he is a highly decorated police officer. He's had a lot of experience in this. And and his response was, Bill, I'll guarantee you, she doesn't teach in that voice. And then I was watching an interview from a body language expert, and you love these people who have that kind of experience that can bring out the nuances, and it was astounding. You know, she referred to it as her pretty girl posture, and someone who has been, charming, and we know people who have been charming and how they can get away with, you know, seemingly murder at times because they're just so doggone charming and you just want to believe them. And they kind of have a way of disarming you. And Dr. Ford disarmed, you know, the senators. And except for some of them that, had to be careful because I think we all are walking on eggshells over this deal for the sake of, you know, the women who have issues and that have been victims, and that you want to, you don't want to be so hard-hearted that you cannot hear the truth when it comes across. It's just that this is suspicious, I guess, is the word, because, you know, the way this is all being worked up, the people that are behind her, the way this was played out is that, you know, really, if it was a problem, if this was really a problem, why didn't she go, Megan? Why didn't she go to the local authorities? Because there's no, there's no statute of limitations for sexual abuse in Maryland. She could have taken this right straight to the officials and say, I've been violated. End of story. And that still may happen where they go to the police because they're not getting their way and they're doing everything they can delay. They've delayed it now to where the court is now eight. It's one member short because of what, the Senate didn't do.
Well, right. Yeah. And she could still take it to the Montgomery County Police Department. And the question is, why haven't they? Why haven't they?
That's my point.
Right. Why, if this was so important and this needs to be resolved and needs to be investigated, well, in the first place, her new lawyers could go, and who's paying for them, we're not sure. But the first place her newly hired lawyers could go would be and should be to the Montgomery Police Department, because there is no statute of limitations on assault. But then you have to ask yourselves, okay, if they go to the Montgomery Police Department, where is the Montgomery Police Department going to go? Much like the question you say, well, where is the IRS going to go? Mm-hmm. Dr. Ford can't tell us where the house was. She's already told us a variety of amount of different people that were there, and the four people that she claims that were there all deny that her allegations are even truthful, or that they remember things completely differently. They said they were never at a party. They had no recollection of a party. And so all of the evidence that she's tried to put forward has kind of fallen flat and torn apart, if you will. Because the police, you know, the American people watched her testimony. We saw the holes. The police, if they ever receive a report from her lawyers, are going to see the holes. Mm-hmm. Any prosecutor is going to see the holes. She would never have a case brought in front criminally brought in front of a judge or a jury and criminally against Brett Kavanaugh.
And that was Rachel Mitchell's conclusion as well. Correct. The other thing that happens, which of course is heartbreaking, is to see what the women, the victims, are subjected to. But you know, in order to get to the truth, you know, she's opening herself up to her background. Interestingly, over the weekend, her information about her high school annual, which was up, was suddenly professionally scrubbed. Why was that, Megan?
Well, so it was her social media profile before she, you know, abandoned her anonymity in order to go in front of Judge Kavanaugh. So a lot of things have been scrubbed from her past. That's a great question.
Yeah, I mean, and the thing is that when you, there were some people that were able, they were smart enough, they said, this is going to last long. So they saved the material, and I've read the copies. I mean, we're going to get into a little bit more of the detail of what her high school annual pointed out. And quite ironic, you know, you point fingers one way, you got three coming back at you. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to FakeTV.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. FakeTV.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Very fresh and independent, just the way you like us. Okay, a little bit ornery, but that's just for fun, okay? 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We've hesitated from day one, as many have hesitated in addressing this issue. But, you know, pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads, can be uncomfortable. And when you have an allegation as what is being put forth, supposedly in this job interview, I think this thing is Megan, what kind of job interview would take you through this kind of process?
Well, obviously, if you're a registered Republican, a white male, and you're running for, or at least being nominated for the Supreme Court, that's what this process has become. Thank you, Democrats, where we're actually talking about high school yearbooks, and if this word meets means flagellation, or if it means heavy drinking.
Yes.
Cory Booker and Sheldon Whitehouse and others were very concerned about a high school yearbook from 30s to or plus.
Wouldn't you want to bring all the senators' high school yearbooks out, too?
Right. Not only do I want to bring all the senators' yearbooks out, but I actually want an unmasking of the senators that used $17 million in taxpayer funds
yes.
to hush their sexual harassment victims, mm-hmm. their sexual assault victims, because we do know that there are at least 200 congressmen, current and past, that have dipped into taxpayer monies to the tune of $17 million to cover up their own crimes.
Mm-hmm.
So how am I supposed to believe that none of them sit on the Judiciary Committee? But, yes, I would like to actually have all the yearbooks of the people on the Judiciary Committee. And then, of course, we have to look at Blumenthal, who was questioning the integrity of Kavanaugh, when, in fact, Blumenthal's own integrity should be questioned and scrutinized. Because
how rich?
Combat that and
yeah.
not.
How rich? I mean, he quotes the Latin phrase falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, and it's like, do you know what that means, buddy? You just indicted yourself, false in one thing, false in everything, to your point here. And this is so richly ironic. But you got to love the Democrats for us, because they keep stepping in their own bucket of doo-doo all the time.
Well, Kamala Harris, another member of the Democrat Judiciary Committee, she's a supposed, feminist and leader of the Me Too movement. Well, let's look at her past, shall we? Mm-hmm. When she was an aspiring young DA in San Francisco, she was having a widely publicized and well-known affair with a married man, and that married man happened to be the mayor of San Francisco, Willie Brown. Mm-hmm. So what about Willie Brown's wife? I mean, is she now, too, a part of the Me Too movement if she was wronged? Kamala Harris has absolutely no place to talk when she was breaking glass ceilings by having affairs with married men.
Mm-hmm.
And so you look at all of these people on the Democrat side and say, I only not want to see your yearbook. I want you to fess up to some of the things that you've done that I find highly questionable. But you'll never see that, because the outrage only exists if you're a Republican male or an old white male. But we've got Keith Ellison now, who's been charged by no less than two women.
Mm-hmm.
And these women actually have substantiated and corroborated allegations of physical and emotional abuse. They have text messages. One reportedly has a video. They do have police reports. We have reported 911 calls. And the list goes on and on.
And where are the Democrats there, Megan? Where are they?
Yeah, they all left town
mm-hmm.
on the train to try to get Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will not. It's interesting how some women, all women should be believed, but then some women are just entirely ignored.
Exactly.
And those women that are entirely ignored are the ones who have charges, or allegations, rather, against powerful Democrat men.
Well, where do we go from this? I mean, we all understand, most of us, I would say, understand that this is all a delay tactic. This is what this is all about. Jeff Flake, Senator Flake, fell victim of it. He was set up in that elevator. I don't know if you saw that footage or not. That's pretty disgusting, the way they came on him like that. And so then he gets ganged up there with Chris Coons et al. Outside of where the hearing was taking place, there in the hallway, the anteroom. And so he's hotboxed, and he's convinced, okay, let's give him a week. But, if they can really make this happen, we know what the FBI has already done six in depth. And as I spoke with one FBI 30-year vet, and he did a lot of these interviews, not specifically for Kavanaugh, but for others. And he said, you know, and I asked him, I said, do they go back to high school? He goes, oh, yeah, they go back to high school. They check everything out. He said, but, you know, as they've been saying time again, and even Joe Biden said it, what they do is they just present what it is they find. There's no conclusions. It is up to it's up to the Senate. The Senate actually has more authority. They have subpoena power. So what they have Mark Judge on and these others is sworn testimony. So if they are to countermand or negate anything that they have down, they're liable here, Megan. So they're really locked in. And so if the Democrats are so interested in this, guess what? They have their team of investigators as well. But I don't see their team in action. I only see the team on the Republican side looking into all these allegations. And when the Democrats are invited to participate, no play, no go. I think only one or two in all the updates on the investigations that they have conducted, Senator Grassley said only once or twice on one occasion, even though all of the Democratic senators were invited, did they attend to the call and they didn't ask one question.
Well, right. And so, you know, just the actions and not the words, but the actions, of course, demonstrate what these people really are about. And what the Democrats are about is not about the protection of women. Mm-hmm. Seems to me what the Democrats are about is the exploitation of women, specifically mm-hmm. women that have made charges against powerful Republican men.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, Keith Ellison's accusers aren't being believed. And let's look at that mantra, shall we? All women must be believed. All survivors must be believed. Well, women lie. I mean, mm-hmm. they want us to believe that that women in general are just perfect saints. Well, they don't. They're not. Mm-hmm. We have a long history of women that have falsely accused men, that have ruined men's lives, and they've turned out to be liars, whether that's Duke LaCrosse, whether that's Jane Doe at the University of Virginia, who said a fraternity gang raped her. That was an entire lie.
Then you had the mattress girl.
The mattress girl at Columbia, who turned out to be a liar. She carried around a mattress on her back during her time at Columbia and said that a fellow student had raped her. Christian Gillibrand even invited a mattress girl to the State of the Union. And so, you know, all of this fame, all of this pomp, all of this circumstance, all of this controversy is created based on quote-unquote survivors' words, and these survivors turned out to be frauds.
Well, you know, the investigation is underway. The clock is ticking. Democrats are going absolutely. Of course, they're looking at it. They got part of their way. You know, I think of Dick Durbin, you know, sitting there in his audacious manner telling Judge Kavanaugh, you know, tell Don McCann, look over Don McCann, tell him you want this deal. It's not his call, not his place. And for Durbin to play that card is, you know, I think it's worthy of sanction. Just as much as Cory Booker with the stuff that he did, Kamala Harris, and certainly Dianne Feinstein. If the Senate has any nerve and any connection with the truth and integrity, they need to take some action against these senators, because the way they conducted this whole interviewing process for this job was a mess.
Well, it was a mess, and it was purposely a mess. I mean, whenever you look at how the Democrats operate, it's always in a continuum of chaos. So they mm-hmm. decided to create chaos at the last minute in order to disrupt the entire hearing, in order to, again, destroy the credibility of the process, which was is due process.
Exactly.
And that's the most scary thing of it all in this political theater.
And at the cost of Judge Kavanaugh and his family, his children,
right.
His mom and dad who have served this country, and as you said earlier, even Dr. Ford and her family, I mean, they played into this, and I knew as soon as they picked this up, I go, this is out of their lane. This is going to be a problem, and it's going to be absolute chaos. And as you said, hey, this is where the Democrats thrive, brought to you by the Saul Alinskyites and their Rules for Radicals. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call N-O-W.
800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. 800-485-2167. That's 800-485-2167.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Three people killed in an apparent car bombing in Allentown, Pennsylvania over the weekend. And now the Allentown DA says,
we have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident.
DA James Martin saying more details about the case will be released later today. That explosion happened on Saturday night, and a shelter is now set up at a youth center in the vicinity for people who were displaced by the destruction caused by that bombing. Hours after trade negotiators strike a final deal on what's called the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, a trade deal that replaces NAFTA, President Trump is tweeting his approval of the final product, saying it's going to solve many deficiencies and mistakes that NAFTA made. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the gray, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in your word of life.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America 20 minutes before the top of the hour as we continue our discussion of what we experienced last week and why so many of us are so uncomfortable as to what's going on. And that is attack on manhood, attack on males. My son, my number three son called me and said, Dad, what am I going to do about Stephen? You know, Stephen's my grandson. Stephen's 5 years old. He goes, what am I going to do about my grandson? And, you know, how do I protect him? It's like we set him aside and said, Stephen, don't touch anybody. you know, be careful. You anymore, the sensitivity about what was on display here. Let me read, because we're going to be talking with Dr. Warren Farrell. He is back with us, and you've heard me reference him many times, because in the middle of all this is it's so appropriate what Dr. Farrell and John Gray have done for us in writing the book, The Boy Crisis. I'm going to read the inside a panel of the book here, and it starts out with Gail Shee. She's the author of Passages and Understanding Men's Passages. She says, as an activist in the women's movement, I'm proud of expanding life choices for our daughters, but no one did the same for our sons until now. What is the boy crisis? It's a crisis of education, worldwide boy boys are 50% less likely than girls to meet basic proficiency in reading, math, and science. It's a crisis of mental health. ADHD is on the rise, and as boys become young men, their suicide rates go from equal to girls to six times that of young women. It's a crisis of fathering. Boys are growing up with less involved fathers and are more likely to drop out of school, drunk, do drugs, become delinquent, and end up in prison. That was drink, not drunk. Drop out of school, drink, do drugs. It's a crisis of purpose. Boys' old sense of purpose, being a warrior, a leader, or a sole breadwinner is fading. Many bright boys are experiencing a purpose void, feeling alienated, withdrawn, and addicted to immediate gratification. So what is the boy crisis? A comprehensive blueprint for what parents, teachers, and policymakers can do to help our sons become happier, healthier men and fathers and leaders worthy of our respect. Dr. Farrell, welcome. Good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you last time. Looking forward to this.
Well, every time, we couldn't even, I mean, this is like the perfect storm here. I mean, we just went through a horrendous week in seeing what is going on in relevant to men, how, from commentary about six white male, ten, 11 white male senators interrogating a victim woman, and on and on, what was done to Judge Kavanaugh, the attack on his maleness, and on and on. I mean, parents, all weekend, Dr. Farrell, and I was looking forward to our interview and discussion because I know you can bring some sobriety to this. I mean, they're very, very concerned about where this culture stands right now.
You're absolutely right. I remember a wonderful, sad poem, a slam poem that won the Creativity Award for Hatch. It was by Royce Mann, and the slam poem went, I need to be a Peter Pan. I saw this the first time that a woman was in front of me, and she looked behind me. She saw me. This boy is 14, by the way, and she crossed the street. I knew that my hands created fear, and that I was mostly an attacker. So here's a 14-year-old boy, obviously very brilliant, feeling the shame of not only his own hands, but also his own sexual urges that are natural and constructive and can be constructive, they can be destructive also. Mm-hmm. And rather than knowing and feeling that I need to know how to sort this out, how to work with women to be constructive in my sexuality, I am feeling ashamed of this. So this is the current atmosphere of so many boys who, when they go into college, especially in 50 out of 50 states, 26 of our states now require that before a boy on a date reaches, or not on a date, reaches out and touches the hand of a girl or woman that he's going out with, that he can be sued for sexual harassment because he didn't get affirmative consent. That is, he didn't ask the woman first, may I touch or hold your hand, and she didn't affirmatively say and consent, yes, you may. And of course, if she does affirmatively consent, yes, you may, and then it develops into a relationship, and then he breaks up and she doesn't want to break up, she can maybe remember that experience differently, that he was too assertive. Mm-hmm. And she didn't say a real yes. And so if he doesn't give her a piece of paper to write down that she said yes, he's in a yes-no situation in at a university. And at a university under the Obama administration, they made it extremely clear, and it's just beginning to be resurrected now from the Office of Civil Rights and the Department of Education. They made it extremely clear that if a woman said that she felt sexually assaulted, for example, if she got drunk in the evening and the following morning she regretted doing what she did, and she said, well, I really didn't consent in the evening, because she maybe barely remembers it, she felt differently in the evening than she did when she realized she forgot to call her real boyfriend and let him know how she was feeling, and then she used that as an excuse. And of course, this is not what often sometimes it is true that men misuse their sexuality, and especially men in power. So, but this woman then can change that boy's life, because the university is not allowed, their investigators are not allowed, if the woman later says, actually, I'm sorry, I was giving an excuse, it was consensual sex. They were not allowed to put in the report that she then changed her mind and said it was consensual. The Obama administration said a woman's first a woman would never say something like this happened if she wasn't to be believed. So her original statement of man at fault must be believed. Mm-hmm. So boys now are getting two messages when they go to school, and I'm finding, like your your son, about mm-hmm. his grandson, there's real fear. And I have a grandson also, and he's just getting to the age where I can begin to talk to him about this. But we have two cultures operating here. One was the culture of Kavanaugh's adolescence, and the other is the culture of this hashtag Me Too. Mm-hmm. And so our sons are in the hashtag Me Too culture, and they don't know that in Kavanaugh's adolescence there was a male-female dance that was a tango, and both sexes had their roles. Her role was attract, resist. Mm-hmm. His role was pursue, persist. Mm-hmm. And both sexes experience sexual shame. So fraternities and sororities knew that getting drunk would allow them to have sex without shame, right, at least until the next morning. And in capitalist culture, the woman felt that if she didn't say no a few times between eye contact and intercourse, she wouldn't be respected. And it was his job to find out which no's meant no forever, which no's meant no until the next dance, the next drink, the next compliment, or just for a minute or two, at which point he might meet a greater receptivity if he tried again. And there was functionality in that for women, because they discovered that when a man got rejected, like if he became a future salesman, and if they got rejected, if he stopped at the first rejection, he was never going to be a very good breadwinner, never going to be a very good earner of income for the family. And so, on the other hand, if he got angry and furious at rejection, he was not going to be a good husband. Right. And so your son, or your grandson, in my case, our grandson, has this type of dilemma. If he initiates too much, too soon, in the wrong way, with the wrong woman, with the wrong tone of voice, even at the wrong time, or before the right number of drinks, or after too many drinks, the Kavanaugh lesson to him is that his future could be ruined. Yet if your son doesn't initiate, or he initiates with too much caution, or lets too long a time go before he initiates at all, then he fears he could be thought of as a wimp, or hear, you're such a sweet guy, I'd love to just be friends. And we all know what that means.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Farrell, we got to take a quick break. We've got more from Dr. Warren Farrell. We're talking the boy crisis here on Bill Martinez Live, 18 before the top of the hour.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. If you get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Letting you know about it before the navigation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, lots of defecation in the oscillation, no doubt, right? You know what I'm talking about. Dr. Warren Farrell continues with us, author of books published in 17 languages. He and John Gray have really blessed our culture. I want to say this. I was saying this to Dr. Farrell a moment ago. I am so grateful, and these words are just not enough to express my my gratefulness to Dr. Farrell and John Gray for all their hard work that they did in putting this book, The Boy Crisis, together. Lots of research. If you really want to get down to the basis and see what's happening, especially for those of us who have young boys and grandchildren that are there and having to deal with our society right now to what has become the campus rape culture. How it's gone mainstream, you know, what has been done with I would say both Dr. Ford and with Judge Kavanaugh in our political system. It is shameful, you know, what is going on. And this is the culture in which we live in, Dr. Farrell, and it scares me, frankly.
Absolutely. And the first part of it, you know, the fact that women are speaking up about what offends them, what hurts them, and what makes them feel powerless, and how long that's remained inside of them. I am very glad about that portion of the hashtag MeToo culture. The problem is that in male-female relationships, hashtag MeToo should be both the female and the male.
I'm glad I'm glad you said that, because I think boys, I don't blame them for being confused. I mean, this hookup culture that we have, you know, casual sex that takes place, high school campuses, college campuses. It is so routine. I mean, even reading back on, Dr. Ford's annual information that came out there that at her girls' school, the big thing for seniors was to, was to bet a sophomore. That was, give some young man, I guess, his right of entry to manhood, and they were going to be the ones that, entered him in to this next stage of life, and that was their conquest. And, this was something that was part and parcel of the culture there at that all-girls school. Can't talk about that, though.
Yes, and we have to, we really know and understand that this, that we're getting so many mixed messages that can only be solved by dialogue, not by this monologue. When you have hashtag Me Too, the whole concept of Me Too only meaning women, that really is an amazing, I spent the entire weekend conducting a couples communication workshop in New York, and the idea of, the whole concept of the workshop is for both people in the workshop to be able to hear each other non-defensively and to get rid of our biological propensity to defend ourselves when we're criticized. And the hashtag Me Too culture is making it so clear that the only person who is to be believed is women. And I do believe that women need to be believed, that their story is what they perceive that story to be, and the man's story is what he perceives his story to be.
Exactly.
And those two, in the university, when I have consulted with couples, I did a lot of role reversal dates in men's beauty contests where I asked every woman to experience, every man to experience the beauty contest of everyday life that women go through, and every man and every woman to experience the fear of sexual rejection that men go through when they initiate. And then that led me to talking with a lot of couples that counselors referred me to that felt that they had date rape experiences, and almost always I was able to guide the couple through her absolutely convincing story that this is what the man did, and his absolutely convincing story that this is what she did, and they both selectively saw the different messages that they gave in body language and in words and in implication, and they came out of it with exactly what a university education is supposed to provide, which is an education as to how messages can be selectively used to reinforce what you would like to have from that message. And oftentimes the women wanted a more long-term relationship, and they didn't want to give it up, so they gave the man certain no hints and certain yes hints, but they only remembered retrospectively the no hints. The man remembered retrospectively the yes hints. And when he shared those with her, she was like, oh, yeah, God, I guess that's true. And when she shared those with him, his response was the same. I didn't really, yes, I guess you're right. I do remember that now that you mentioned it. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of education we need to be giving our sons and daughters, one where it's safe for both sexes to explore the misinterpretations of their sexuality experience. And here is two deeper problems. One is, when we give our grandsons, or you're in my case, our grandsons, the message that sex is only a potential trap for him that could ruin his future in life, even if he becomes as powerful and learned and as Judge Kavanaugh, what he does is he turns to pornography, because pornography gives him an access to a variety of attractive women without fear of rejection, and at a price that he could afford, if you will. But it releases your son's dopamine only by increasingly risky virtual sex with increasingly airbrushed women that no woman can live up to the increasing risks.
Exactly.
So when he actually gets into a relationship with a real woman, or hopes to, he finds that the woman is turned off by his propensity to objectify and want a riskier behavior than she's comfortable with, which only convinces him he's a loser in the male-female sexual game, which then only turns him back to more pornography, which reinforces the problem, of course.
And let's not even talk about virtual reality stuff that's going on, too. So that is all, that's all very scary. As you and I talked about at the break, in this information information age in which we live in, what I am discerning is that people are crying out for the connection that you can only have when you communicate. And this is what you're talking about here. If our defenses are up, and let's just say, you know, from a male perspective, clearly, that if a woman comes to that point to say, wow, I did something wrong. You know, I gave up a personal side of myself, maybe in a way in which I wouldn't. And so now the only way for me to have any kind of excuse for doing that is that, yeah, I convinced myself that I was raped. It was a date rape. That's what it was. It was a date rape. So now I'm not as guilty. How much of that comes into play in this?
Well, a lot of it comes into play, and the Air Force did a study a number of years ago on, you know, what percentage of the claims for rape were false, what was uncertain, and what was clearly rape. And they found that more than 40% of them were excuses for they didn't get back to the place of their site on time, and they were late, and they said, well, and they were out with a guy, and so they said that they were raped, or they had a boyfriend that they didn't call, and they were jeopardizing that relationship, and rather than say that, and they said that they were raped, and this was after lie detector tests, and after three judges from both sexes evaluated both the girls and the guys' stories, but it is important to believe every woman and investigate. Mm-hmm. But we are all. But if we really want to get to solutions to the problems, we have to ask our daughters to begin to train and ask our daughters to share the responsibility for taking the sexual initiatives. Right now, we have a culture that says, women, you do have the option when you're an adolescent to initiate, but guys, you have the expectation. And so you can ask the guy out, but when you ask the guy out, he's still the one that's expected to take the hand the first time when it's a potential sexual encounter, and for the first one to kiss you and the first one to tongue kiss you and the first one to touch you in a more genitally sensitive place. Mm-hmm. And the woman can say yes or no, and so we still have option versus expectation. And here's the problem. Our women are looking at the world and saying, you know, all the people who are the entrepreneurs and the risk takers, they're all men. That's discrimination against me. But it's the real discrimination against our daughters is not expecting them and not expecting them to share the responsibilities for risking the sexual rejection, because when girls learn to, if girls are protected from taking and sharing the risks when they're young, they do not get the training to take the risks that is the common denominator of all the successful billionaire entrepreneurs who are almost 100% males.
Well, Dr. Farrell, I got to tell you, being a man of faith, I lean on what God says, and God's clear in His Word how we are to address these issues. If we, as in the Song of Solomon, which I think is probably one of the best romantic novels in the Bible, it's a really sexy expose about the relationship, the male-female dance here. If we wake love up before it's time, we open up avenues of consequences that are impactful, that rhyme with the things that are happening today in our culture. Is all this is because we have violated principles that I believe that are well ordained and that caution us. But if we're not going to do this, and I understand there's argument on the other side that yes, if we have, you know, pent up desires, this could lead to pornography and other complicated issues. But it's like, you know, here it is. We've been in an era and a culture of free love, and we are reaping, as Judge Kavanaugh said, we really are reaping the whirlwind of our own sexual madness.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things I think we have to realize if we're faith-based people is that, you know, that God created both sexes, and whenever only one sex wins, both sexes lose.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. Dr. Warren Farrell, his book, The Boy Crisis, I'll tell you, this is a must book and must reading for you, especially today with the topics that we're dealing with and what we're trying to talk and what we're trying to solve here, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Farrell, as always, an honor to have you with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.